This ROFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Charlotte Flows. Hello and welcome to Charlotte Flows. Here we are on another week and another opportunity to take 30 minutes to step out of the doing of life and into the being of life. A space to ponder, are we living life by our design, on our terms, the way we want it? This is where I explore just that for me, and I hope it gets you inspired to ask yourself some great questions. I hope you enjoy the show. Beautiful way to start the show. That piece is called Rising in the Sun. I don't want to dwell on the weather, but I am taking the opportunity to sit outside under blue sky and a little bit of warmth to record the show. So there'll be outdoorsy noises going on in the background, potential dog as always. But isn't that beautiful? And if that's the only sun you get when you listen to this, it's a beautiful little shot of sunshine, I feel. So yeah, we won't linger there because, well, it's all getting a bit dull, isn't it? It's all we're all talking about. So we'll move on briefly. Briskly, I should say. Right, so this week I'm back in NZ land. A new year, having to get used, I've gone back to work, which has been a little bit tough this year. Interestingly, I think for the first time in a long time, the period I was at home, my other home, the other side of the world in the UK for my Christmas experience, I didn't have to work this time. And for many years and for many trips, I've always had to dabble a little bit. And the joy is the work I do, I can do from anywhere in the world. And I think that is a real privilege. And I think the technology we have at our fingertips today, enabling that is absolutely fabulous. But this time I didn't have to do it, which was a huge relief and a big, like, sort of, you know, stress relief. And for a short trip, as we were only away for 3 weeks, that was really nice. So there was never any sort of need to jump onto a laptop to do something, to catch up, to communicate with people. It was liberatingly awesome, but it did make coming back ever so much harder, it felt like, because I suppose when I'm having to do that on a trip, it's just a constant thing, but I'd stopped and then I had to restart. And, well, as many of you will know, it's tough. Hard work, getting up, getting out, using the brain for such a different thing that work is, thinking in a different way. I was exhausted. And I know I will be speaking to people that are nodding and, sort of acknowledging that is how it is. But, wow, that was not pleasant. Anywho, we're getting in there. We're getting there now. And today I've had a lovely day, not in the office job, but with the other job. And had lots of been felt very productive. And because I'm not in the office, I've been able to interject it with washing, baking a cake, you know, so fun things, which I really love. So that's been a very recharging day. Also, coming back to New Zealand, my family followed us back, as I mentioned in the shows over Christmas. And so that's fun. And I have a childcare situation going on, which I'm very, very grateful for. Very briefly back to the weather. Obviously not what those guys anticipated coming to enjoy. But we're, you know, having moments. They're currently out enjoying a beautiful natural experience in the Wairarapa and an ice cream on this sunny moment. So yeah, so it's a bit all over the place. It's that getting into the swing of things. School's coming, and that's always an interesting one, because if you have a little person and you experience that, it takes 2 or 3 weeks before we get into the full swing of thing. So I always feel like January is the weirdest month. In fact, January and December are always a bit weird. So maybe we should just rewrite the record, the books, and just can all things routine in those two and exist for 10 months of the year with being productive and earning money, and then just taking the pressure off in those 2 months. Pondering that. Anyway, thanks for being with me over the Christmas period, if you were with me, if you weren't just totally absorbed in Christmas festivities and life and catching up and holidaying and all of those. Like I said, with not working, even the radio recording, which I wanted to do, was a little bit challenging, and the shows were short and a bit scatty sometimes, but they were fun and I love to do it. So I hope if you listened that you just went with the flow. It was okay. It was all good. But we're hopefully back on track, radio focus, thinking about things differently. And I think that's sometimes the thing when I really want the Christmas shows to be about Christmas, that pigeonholes it a little bit. But hey ho, it was what it was. And that is like life. It's a learning experience. It's a going with the flow. It is what it is. And I think what I really want to think about this year is taking the pressure off and allowing things to be as they are and accepting that is okay. Sometimes things aren't perfect. That is life. Do I beat myself up about it? No. Did I feel a bit like I hadn't achieved? Yes. But that just shows I take care and pride, and this means a lot to me. And I truly appreciate anybody that does take the time to listen to this little show on RFM, and the work that Marina puts into editing and getting it out there for me. So, yeah, but I want this year to be a bit more settling into a vibe that the last 12 or so months have set me up for, things that are front and centre, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But first, I want to actually read a post that I saw on Facebook by somebody I follow, Jess Stewart, who's been on the show a couple of times before, author and speaker, incredible human, very inspiring. And a post of hers popped into my feed a couple of days ago, and it was just so beautiful. I shared it on my own personal page. I will actually remember to share it on the Charlotte Flows page for in response to the show, and so people can read it. But I'm going to read it here, because I read it and was like, that was beautiful, responded to Jess saying that, shared it, like I said, and Yeah, I saw somebody else share it and just thought, wow, it really spoke to me, and I think it will speak to you if you enjoy what goes on here. So here we go. I'm of an age now where I need glasses on my face, but I have so much more clarity in my heart. I no longer get asked for ID, but I do get asked for advice. I know what I want, and I'm okay if it's different to what people think I should want. I'm comfortable in my own skin, despite it looking different now than it used to. I'm of an age where I'm done with the shoulds and comparing to others. My life is now about how it feels, not how it looks. Where I can be who I want, despite living in a society that tells me I should be different. That I'm grateful for everything I have because I've known what it's like not to have it. That I can see aging as a privilege because I've seen so many others not afforded that privilege. I'm of an age where I watch the birds in the garden as if they're an absorbing Netflix show. Where I'm happy having less despite living in a world that tells me I should always be wanting more. Where I guard my energy more closely now, it's a finite resource. That I worry less about the hairs on my legs because I've got them growing out of my chin. I'm of an age where the prospect of being in bed by 10 p.m. is more exciting than any party. Where my hair sprouts new strands of grey each day, I call them my wisdom flecks. Where the laughter lines on my face remind me of life well lived. That my contentment and happiness comes from my inner world, not the things I would have or achieve. I'm of an age where I know more than I've ever done before, and I also know that I don't know anything and don't know everything and never will, and this also allows me to be comfortable making mistakes. To understand that, whilst I'm capable of brilliance, I won't always be brilliant, so to expect peaks and troughs. To know that we can all be both a masterpiece and a work in progress at the same time. I'm of an age where each year older I become the more I feel I have to give, despite living in a society that tells me, as a woman, I'm reaching my best before date. That I continue to want to grow and develop and see this as the beginning of the rest of my life, not the transition into midlife. Where I'm more comfortable in my own company and view moments of solitude as a luxury. I'm of an age where I understand my cycles and natural rhythms and choose to move with them, not fight against them. That I become more aware and grateful for my fitness and health as my body changes. That I eat the things I enjoy because health is measured in more than kilos. That I know compassion must also extend to ourselves. I'm of an age where I don't wear makeup despite being told by the media as a woman I must cover every imperfection before presenting my face to the world. That I never feel lonely when I'm alone because I've learned to love the person I am. That when I eat vegetables I've grown in my garden and feel the greatest sense of accomplishment. I'm of an age where I can be wrong and people won't love me less, or that I can be wrong and it's not proof I'm not good enough, it's proof I'm human. Where I understand that there's more kindness in the world than we realise, it just doesn't make the news. That I'm aware of the impermanence of life and how everything comes and goes, to accept the ability to love alongside the ability to let go. I'm of an age where the scars I bear are trophies of the tough times I've overcome and the lessons I've learnt. That I understand that quiet says so much and silence can have the loudest impact. That I can finally be who I am, and now that's enough despite being in a world where I'm constantly told I need to be more or better or to conform to the norm. I'm of an age where my life is only just half begun. It's not half done. Isn't that just beautiful? And I really, really resonated with that. Fast approaching my birthday, I clicked over a month countdown last week. And yeah, heading to 48. I'm excited about 48. It's what I call a curvy year, as it features an 8. And I like curvy years. Excited about the challenges that I'm going to be completing in my 50 before 50 lead up. One ticked off already, very chuffed about. But this, when I read this, it made me think, yes, that's how I feel. There's nothing bad about getting older currently in my world. Well, your body changing and you knowing that you haven't got that body that you never really appreciated years and years ago when you had it. And you never will, because hindsight's a wonderful thing, isn't it? But looking back and realising how easier things were, how now, you know, the conscious effort to keep fit and, you know, that journey I started last year with the gym, it's hard work, it's effort. It's pushing myself to do something that isn't something I'm desperately wanting to do. However, after I've done it, the payoff is amazing. The clarity of thinking and thought and my brain clarity, the feeling of achieving something, of making my body stronger than it was 40 minutes ago before I'd done it. How that knowing, that cumulative process, if I keep at it. But also being kind to myself along the journey of that, and what that looks like, about being conscious about what you eat and put into your body, but not to the point where it sort of diminishes or puts pressure on or sort of gets you to a point where you're berating yourself. I like to eat nice food, but I like to be conscious about eating the right things. I'm learning a lot in that space, and that's really exciting. I seem to be hooked on really getting clear on what are good moves for me and how I can bring that into my life, and it become part of the normal in our family life. So it's not a big thing, but it's just being smarter. I love that I'm of an age where I watch the birds in the garden as if they were an absorbing Netflix show. I mean, I've shared a few things about that. Sometimes there's different things that pop up. There's a lovely card range called Rosie Made a Thing, and there's something similar, and I think I've bought it for my sister before for a birthday card. And it really, they make me giggle, but things like that come up, and it totally speaks to me. I mean, I can be as happy watching the clouds and the hills and the sunlight or the birds than watching any random show. So yeah, that really spoke to me. Obviously the hair thing made me giggle, but you just don't, things like that don't bother you anymore. The makeup thing, I haven't worn makeup for so long, but interestingly, I'm of an age where I'm starting to want to work out who I am when I present myself to the world. And so I've been dabbling a little bit in makeup, but, you know, not much. But to feel like I make an effort because I want to, though, not because I'm being told I should, that I have a desire to change things up a bit and present myself in a way I'm really proud of. And I think that's driven from a different place, which is interesting. So, yes, we will we'll take a break here. I've got another cool piece of music to share today. And let's enjoy this and then come back and chat some more. Enjoy.
I'm in between. Just start of the middle.
Piece of music was Georgia Lines, a Kiwi artist who I came across last year when I went to the Brooke Fraser concert. She was the support act of Brooke Fraser. I'd never heard of her before, but I think she'd been a big thing in a recent awards, so she was it was really taking off for her. But hasn't she got the most beautiful voice? And that was one of her track called Start of the Middle, which just sort of spoke to me today when I was listening to a lot of music before I chose something, and just didn't think too much about it today. I just thought, oh, well, she was lovely. So, Georgia Lines, check her out if that spoke to you. Absolutely stunning voice. And in doing that, it made me think of the concert. It made me reflect on, you know, beautiful experiences I'd had last year, and then made me ponder what I forgot planned in. But we'll go there in a moment. We'll finish off this beautiful pondering over the piece of writing that I've just spoken about from Jess Stewart. So, yeah, all of these things, it really spoke to me. So I hope I will post this on my social media and so you can see it when I post about the show, which I will be doing more of. I will be a bit more onto that this year. But yeah, I mean, the being in bed, gosh, I mean, like I said, I struggle to get back into work, and I go to bed quite early anyway, but it seems to have been a little bit earlier in the getting to gist of things, which I've been loving. But being exciting. Can't think of going to a party as being exciting, I have to say. I think I've really not sort of left that behind. I don't think it was ever really exciting for me, so because it never was, it's not been something that diminishes. Love to have a dance, but I'm as happy to do that at home with the music cranked up as going anywhere. Although there is nothing like dancing with friends and just, yeah, really letting go. The laughter lines on my face reminding you of a life well lived. Contentment and happiness. Yeah, I mean, it was interesting coming back to New Zealand, coming home. We'd never returned to this, our new home, after a trip before. And it was lovely. I mean, I love my time in the UK. I really do love it. And it is definitely, I have two homes. And like I mentioned on the show, I felt a real sense of belonging this time in the UK because of things I've learnt about Te Māori during the last 12 months. So I really... some things really resonated of me. This is where I belong. And I even had a conversation today with an Italian who I met, a colleague of my husband's at work. And I'd heard about him, but we met for the first time today. And he asked about the trip. And I mentioned I've recharged my Britishness. And he totally got that, which was good, because he totally resonated with them what I was saying about having to go home to recharge my Britness and remind myself of all those things. And when he said, and you smell the smell of the street, and I was like, yes, I don't think I've ever spoken to somebody about, you know, there's a smell and it's the smell I know and remember, and, you know, just the sights, the sounds, the things in nature that are so intrinsically the place that I come from. And I love that and I really appreciate it. But when I came back to this home, back to New Zealand, and to come to our new home where we sit in this beautiful space that I find so restorative, It was beautiful. It was different to when we used to go back to our old house in town. It was like a big deep breath, a hug from nature, our new home, and it felt right. And I really appreciate that as well. And I'm just sat here outside, like I say, and I've just got the most beautiful little fantail flitting around. So I'm taking that as a sign that he appreciates what I'm saying. It just all felt right. And the words in this message spoke to me. And being a new year, yes, I'm sat with my notepad thinking about what's going to happen. I've written down the challenges I'd like to complete in 2025. And I've ticked one off already, which I'm chuffed about. And I'm really excited about what adventures those will bring. I'm thinking about how we're going to maximise that potential with this, the job I've been doing, which I have for another 6 months of this year, and how we will save that bit of savings we've been able to do, and what will that achieve this year for us, because we'll decide what projects that works to. We've got a couple of jobs at the house that we will hope to get done this year that we knew were coming up that need to get ticked off. So, you know, there's quite a mixture of things happening. My family are here at the moment, and because they're here for an extended period, that's really exciting. And it's sort of, as well as getting back into work and shortly back into school, there's the opportunity to see your region as a tourist a little bit as you show it off and share things with people. So that's really lovely. And then there's the potential for my parents to maybe think about heading out at the end of the year. So that will be something to look forward to. And I always like to have little things to get me from pillar to pillar. Not so much to drive, so to the point where you sort of, it's a blur, which, to be honest, last year was to a degree. There was a lot crammed in. So I'd like it to be a bit calmer. I'd like to be able to pause a lot more. That was something I was missing at the end of the year, and that's really important to have the space to even be able to sit and read something like that and realise what it means to, as always, like I do with this wee pocket of time, to invite you to, whether you're listening while you're weeding the garden, as I know one listener does, or it's just on in the background, or you're driving somewhere, that it gives you the ability to be an excuse to create a pocket of space, that 30 minutes, whatever you do in that space, for it to be for you to be doing something mindless or mindful, but it be an invitation to create some space for you to ponder what is it you want for 2025. As we blast through the first month already, what is it that's coming your way? What have you got exciting to look forward to? How do you want to feel in this year, in you as a person? And like I touched on before, you know, just the things that are important, or seem to be the thoughts that I continually have, are, for me as a fast approaching 48-year-old woman, are to be mindful of, you know, doing the fitness thing, keeping myself strong for the future, for now and for the future. Learning and thinking about what I eat and what that impact has, because food is cool at doing some cool things if we work it in the right ways. But that's not about deprivation either, but just working out what's right for me and knowing that and honouring it. Honouring the time I need space, honouring the time I need people, getting excited about projects, because there's always one of those on the go. But yeah, I think it's going to be a good year, but I think it will be a little bit slower paced than 2024, which I will welcome. 2024 was big and it was cool, and it will be, for me, a year that propelled us into all sorts of different things. But happy for the pace to drop off a little bit, but still have lots of fun. And I look forward to talking to you during 2025 and seeing where that goes. I am looking forward to getting some interviews back on the show. I'm hoping to get my sister on the show while she's here, but I decided to let that one go as a pressure to do every week, because it just doesn't work. And then it gets to be a bit of a sort of thing for me to try and achieve it. So it might be me, I might be joined by my sis, I might be finding some guests. I hope to speak to some very inspiring people over the coming months. And so there you go. Show one, back in NZ, with the sun shining, done and dusted. I hope you've enjoyed the music. I hope you've enjoyed the chat. And thanks as always to RFM for hosting the show. Look forward to speaking to you soon. Take care.